At Tuesday morning's hearing, 4th District Court Judge Jennifer Brown recognized both parties' desires to seek summary judgment, but cited that disputes over the term of a loan precluded her from deciding the case as a matter of law.
There is disputed evidence and testimony regarding the vote by the property owners, which is being basically argued that it may be a contract term of the loan. Although interpretation of a contract is a legal matter, here the intention of the parties is key.
Judge Brown stated that there were two equally plausible interpretations of the provision regarding the vote from the Brighton Estates property owners.
From the county's perspective, the county retained the ability to determine feasibility of the planned services, and that the vote of the property owners does not and could not override that determination. The second, from Brighton's perspective, is that the Property Owners Association intended for the vote of the owners to be the determining factor as to feasibility, meaning that regardless of cost, if the property owners were willing to pay, then providing the services was feasible. Here, that dispute is highly material because it is key to determining whether the county's decision that the planned services were not feasible was controlling, such that the loan did not become repayable and the district was properly dissolved.
Judge Brown said the disputed issue of material fact precludes her of granting summary judgment as she denied both motions. Brighton Estates Property Owners President Mark Fisher said following the judgment that their main concern is safety in Brighton Estates.
There's no fire hydrants up there, and there's no way to effectively put out a forest fire in the event that that unfortunate event would occur. So we're simply trying to get in place some long-term life safety things such as fire hydrants and proper access. We remain determined, and we're going to see it through.
Fisher says they are hoping for a trial day in the near future. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.